Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 25th from Deuteronomy chapter 4, Living Truth. How would you like to be in Moses' shoes, knowing that as soon as you wrapped up your current preaching series, you were going to die? We're not talking retirement here, but permanent removal from the scene. What's he supposed to say? What sort of firmly embedded nails, Ecclesiastes 12:11, does he want to drive home? Moses wasn't just giving them a recitation of earlier stuff. Nearly 40 years have passed since Moses first gave the Ten Commandments to the people. That's a long time to see how the truth of Scripture unfolds. Now it's time to reflect and to retell the story in a way that encompasses all that they've been through and prepares the children of Israel for the life God was going to give them. Moses felt compelled to explain the laws and decrees he was about to teach, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. It's one thing just to say what the truth is. That's book learning, head knowledge. It's another matter entirely to say, let me explain to you what these truths mean, how they have proven themselves beneficial and accurate in my experience and in your lives, and how you must put them into practice now and after I'm gone. That's what Moses set out to do in his parting words to the people he had led for 40 years. Anyone in the family of God that has been around a while should feel a compulsion to share the power of God's truth with the current and succeeding generations. How God's word changes lives, tests people's faith to the fullest, gives people strength to live for him, proves its wisdom in life, and brings about an abundant harvest in life and relationships. Moses urged parents to teach them God's commands and decrees to your children and to their children after them, so that they may learn to revere me as long as they live in the land and may teach their children. Pass what you know along. Don't hold it in. Help those younger than you benefit from your experience with God. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.